Vigilance and biosecurity when it comes to avian influenza. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. Recent detections of avian influenza in commercial poultry in the southeast U.S., including Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee, have caught the attention of animal health officials throughout the states. While the Northwest has so far avoided detections of bird flu this spring in commercial and backyard flocks, the vigilance remains high, and necessarily so. State veterinarian Dr. Brad Leemaster of the Oregon Department of Agriculture is one of those staying on guard for the virus.
The avian influenza virus is naturally occurring in the wild waterfowl population. It's always there. It's a constant test of a person's biosecurity measures.
On one hand, the Northwest can be considered lucky to be free of bird flu detections at this time, but using Oregon as an example, maybe Oregon's making its own luck through strong and robust biosecurity taken by commercial poultry operators and backyard bird owners who understand the threat of avian influenza. Outreach and education efforts have helped, says ODA's avian health coordinator, Mariah Crawford.
So we've been working a lot with our backyard producers to normalize and make the word biosecurity a kind of a household term. Kind of teach our backyard producers that it is simple to protect yourself and your birds from diseases like avian influenza.
Oregon has produced a number of avian influenza materials that are offered at poultry swaps and county fairs. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.